I also love to be in this time slot. Dean, you know, is obviously, you know, Silver Star and Walk of Fame. He's a legend, and he allows me to take care of this his sacred 4 hours every Sunday. So I take that as a very important responsibility. It's a great time to do radio. He's got a great audience. And, oh, look who's on the phone. Hello, Uncle Dean. Is Uncle Dean there?
I just thought I would scare you for a second.
Well, you did. And that's why he's a legend, ladies and gentlemen.
I know that. I know that good feeling when you go, you know, you introduce a guest and then nothing happens.
Boy, you're starting right out. You know, we were.
I just thought I would enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, you, well, I hope you did.
Here's how I'm going to start out. I've been on WGNRadio.com for like the last 10 minutes or so watching the end of Rick's show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because you can watch what's going on in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Oh, even during downtime?
Yeah, even during downtime. You see everything that's going on in there. So
I better not scratch.
Yeah, careful what you're scratching.
Oh.
But it's... wow, I'm going to be completely more conscious of what I'm doing in the studio.
Oh, is that true?
You have got some weird tics, my friend.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to. Oh wow, that's. I mean, see, I always thought radio was an audio medium. I'm not used to this.
Put your shirt back on, Jim.
I mean, I have to put my pants back up.
And pants.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that. Well, you know, you try. You know, I'm multi-platform, Dean.
Yeah, well, I can see that by looking at all these angles that I'm watching you on.
Why? Where are these cameras that I don't know about?
There's one. There's one that's shooting you from behind you.
Oh.
There's one that's shooting you a side view.
Ah.
There's one that's shooting like from where the guests sit, right across from you.
Wow! What's my goodness?
So I've got like three different angles on you.
There's not that. There's not this much surveillance at the World Trade Center.
There's one. There's one on Schwani. I can see. Hi, Schwani.
There's hey, Dean. Good morning.
There's one on Sam. I can see Sam.
Oh my gosh! How many little screens are there in this screen?
Seven.
Well, there's three big screens that are focused completely on you and your bizarre tics.
Well, let's get right to the point here, then. What are the tics?
You never stop moving.
Well, okay, I'm an energy... Hey, the name isn't inertia, Jim.
You're jiggling around in the chair like you have not ants in your pants, like you have wasps in your pants.
I'm very excited to be here. Did you see me?
You move around. You move the microphone. You can't pick up a pen. You put the pen down. You move your hat.
I know.
Touch your hat. You don't. You move the papers. I probably do the same thing. I don't know. But you know.
Well, I know from now on what I'm going to be. Instead of watching Meet the Press on Sunday at 9, I know where I'm going to be next Sunday at my computer screen.
WGNRadio.com.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching Dean.
I'm telling you, I'm sure I'm even more bizarre.
Well, I'm glad I could entertain you.
But I will say, Schwani's sitting there, calm.
Well, he's a rock.
Calm. Sam is sitting there, cool and calm. And you are like, you just had five cases of Red Bull.
And I don't drink coffee. I don't drink any of those energy drinks. I don't do that 5-minute energy burster, whatever the heck they
think. 5-hour.
5-hour, 5-minute, whatever it is.
I just learned, I was speaking to a doctor the other day, and the doctor told me that 5-hour energy drink is like one of the worst things that you can have. It's extremely unhealthy.
I'm sure it is. I know this is pure, regular
basis,
natural Toronto adrenaline that is driving me today. Now, did you also see? Did you also see?
Watching Cirque du Soleil.
Well, I am installing a ring at the top where I would be hanging for the last half hour of the show.
Apparently.
Yeah. Now, did you see my little display that I put up too? Can you see that?
I do not see any displays.
Oh, because there's a big obtrusive box that has all these little buttons right by the window. And so I brought, you know, tonight is my 61st Bruce Springsteen concert in honor of that. And some.
Oh, really? You've only mentioned that about 12 times so far. I didn't know that.
Well, I brought the boots that I will be wearing tonight.
You brought your shoes that you're wearing tonight.
My Bruce Springsteen biker buckled boot, and I brought one in case people want to walk by and see it.
Want to see shoes.
Yeah. In fact, our engineer, Bob Ferguson, said it looks like a JCPenney showroom in here.
Well, I do not see your shoe display, no.
Okay, so can you see me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, see, do you see it now? I'm holding it up next to...
Yeah. Oh, I do see it.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, this has been to 60 shows all around the country and the world.
Yeah,
these boots.
That's got to be really impressive for somebody visiting Chicago and walking by the window.
Well, you know, there's the Wendella boat rides, there's the architectural tour, and there's the Elton Jim boot.
And seeing somebody's dirty old boot sitting on a counter.
And I tell you, it really smells good, too.
I'll bet you the other hosts that are going to come in after you really appreciate you putting a dirty old boot up on the counter.
Hey, for 4 hours, this is my domain.
Oh, that Frank Fontana is one lucky guy.
Where are you right now, Mr. Uncle Dean?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
Nice.
At the moment.
Where? What hotel are you staying
at? That would be private information that you
really
need to know.
Why, aren't you leaving?
No, I'm still going to be here for a day. But
oh, you are? Oh, nice. Very
nice. I'm going to be here for a while because we've been doing some interviews the last few days. Yesterday, I interviewed Oliver Stone and Joseph Gordon-Levitt
The
cast of the new movie Snowden, the movie about Edward Snowden.
Oh, wow.
And day before that, Morris Chestnut and Regina Hall, they have a new movie. Today, I'm going to interview Andy Samberg and Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, wow.
Their voices in a new animated movie. Last night, you would have appreciated this. Last night, we saw this new animated movie called Storks.
I heard about that, yeah.
Kids movie. You know how much I love the kids.
Yeah, you love the kids, Uncle Dean.
I love the kids' movies.
Yeah, you're like, you're worse than Krusty the Clown.
So anyway, we saw this movie last night on the Warner Brothers lot.
Oh, cool.
Which is super cool. We were there in the evening, so there weren't a lot of people around. And we had to wait a little while, so we're just able to, walk around this legendary, historic studio lot in Burbank, California.
If the walls could talk, huh?
Yeah, well, on each of the studios where they do the filming, they have plaques outside of them on the sound stages saying what was filmed or taped there. And, and some of them go back to like 1927, 1934. So I was walking by, some of the most historic movies ever made were made on that lot. Some of the most historic television shows ever were made on that lot. They have the Back to the Future clock tower is still there. Where
shot
the Batman sequence, the City Hall in the Dark Knight film was shot there. They have a Chicago street where they used to shoot ER, and they still have an L that kind of cuts through this area. You step into this area and there's like a little diner, a fake diner.
Oh, that's cool.
Very all Chicago.
Yeah, that's
is sitting right there. It's pretty cool.
That's a rare experience.
It's cool. It's really cool. If anyone's ever in the Los Angeles area, it's worth going on these studio tours. Yeah. You can, take tours of both Warner Brothers and Universal Studios, and they, they tram you around and take you and show you historic places. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very good. Well, as Dean has done,
as entertaining as watching you on WGNRadio.com.
As Dean has done a few times when I filled in for him, he likes to do this. First of all, his first prank, of course, was not immediately addressing me when I introduced him, just to scare the hell out of me. Like, okay, what button?
Laugh riot.
What button didn't? Yeah, well, that's a perennial. Yeah, that's a perennial. That's like the fake vomit.
That's an evergreen.
Yeah, that's evergreen. That's like the fake vomit. That's like the hand buzzer. But then what he likes to do is get me off schedule right off the bat of the show. he likes to blow the whole clock out here. I've got other things. I've got breaks. I've got a producer here who's looking at me. She's already shooting me daggers. And
Well,
you've once again you have accomplished what you have set out to do.
So what do you say? I've overstayed my welcome.
No, I would love it. If you can stay on. That's great. But I need to take a break real quick, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, hey, on an email, I asked you to bring your A game, and you said I usually bring a C.
I believe I said D.
Oh, D? Okay. So I'm just wondering, on a Dean's list, what do you give your appearance right now? What Dean list what?
I'm going to say like a maybe C minus.
Oh, jeez. So what do you want to do? Do you want to hang? Do you want to? Are you in L.A. with, you know, with a couple of peach coolies or what? What are you doing?
So weird.
Hey, is it wrong for a guy to be in a hotel in L.A. with a couple of peach coolies? I don't think so.
All by himself. I don't think so. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I can hang on if you want to.
Why don't you hang on? Because we're going to, well, I mean, now I'm going to have to probably call Andy Mazur and push him back a little, and then call Mike Hammernick and push him back a little.
Well, Mike Hammernick's not till 10 o'clock.
Well, no, I had him earlier because I've got a guest on at 10, so I had him a little earlier.
You moved the all-important weather segment?
Well, I had to. I had a guest who could only come on at this time.
Well, okay.
But we are going to do one of your interviews later in the show at 11:30, your A-list with John Krasinski from The Office, who's got a new movie out called The Hollers.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, why don't you hold on, because
it's entirely up to you.
Yeah, hold on, because I don't want to give Andy the short shrift here. So we'll do a break. We'll come back. We'll finish off with Uncle Dean. He always wants to check up on me when, like a babysitter. I will not order a pizza, and I will not use the phone.
Do you have both boots up on there now?
No, just one boot.
Okay.
No, two boots would be two boots would be excessive.
I have another Red Bull.
Okay, we're going to be right back here with more of this craziness. No switching. And nothing beats Dean Richards, who is on the line from Los Angeles. We're going to give a quick little say goodbye to Dino, but I appreciate you taking time from all of your gallivanting to join us here.
I have a sports-related story. Are you blowing me off now? Because, oh, wait, well, you have to go to a break, don't you?
Do I have to go to a break again? Oh, my goodness, I do. I just have to say goodbye to you. Is that okay? I'm sorry to make you wait for nothing.
Are you about to talk to Andy Mazur?
You know what, Andy, we're still finding if Andy we don't know if we have Andy Mazur's phone number. I just found that out.
Wow.
So things are, once again, a well-oiled machine here.
You are really holding the show together.
Yeah. This isn't even Band-Aids holding this thing together.
Well, I have Andy Mazur's phone number. If you'd like, I can give it to you now if you want. And then people
and everybody can call Andy.
Yeah, people can call at home and ask whatever sports questions they want at his house. Or I can give it to the producer.
You might want to do that. You can give that to Lise. She may be
privately, but if you do wind up talking to him, and I'm guessing that's probably not going to happen.
Maybe not.
But the Cubs have been here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's right.
Playing the Dodgers and
the Dodgers.
I guess it was Joe Madden went up to the press box and said farewell to Vin Scully, who's wrapping up his season.
Right.
Also, there are some great pictures that I put on my Facebook page. I wasn't there, but I got them from Bob Newhart's Twitter page. Bob Newhart is super active on social media. Of Bob Newhart, Jeff Garland, Jeremy Piven, Tom Dreesen, Joe Mantegna, Bonnie Hunt. There's a whole slew of Chicagoans that were hanging out at the Cubs game that visited, were hanging out with Bob Newhart.
Does Bob Newhart stammer on Facebook as well?
He does. There's a lot of dot.
Yeah, a lot of ellipses.
A lot of ellipses going on. That's exactly right.
Well, Uncle Dean, I promise I will take care of your audience and your sacred 4 hours here every Sunday, and I appreciate you giving me the keys to the store. But as we also know, the inmates are running the asylum. And we just found out now that we do have Andy Mazur's number, and so hopefully we will be talking to Andy.
Oh, look at that.
See, so now all of a sudden the ship has righted its course.
I'm happy I could contribute to that.
Well, thank you once again for throwing me way off schedule. I had a very tight script here.
I'm trying to get you late for the news also. I know you have one more break.
I know, that's what you're doing.
I'm trying to get I'm trying to get you super late for the news.
You have achieved that. Hopefully, yeah, we talk
again. Another prank that I like to play on hosts when they fill in.
You're such a knucklehead.
Have a great time. I have to get to some interviews, but I'm going to watch the WGNRadio.com because you are so far among the more entertaining programs that I've seen that I've been watching right now.
I'm going viral.
Okay, so it's about 9:31.
Yeah, you've done it.
We have maybe 2-3 minutes of commercial still to go.
Thank you.
Swanee, we should get to you about 9:45 for the 9:30.
I am sitting here patiently.
Oh, man, I'm getting daggers from people on the street are giving me daggers. How come the news is so late?
All right, that's all I have. I've done my work here.
Oh, is that all you got? You sure you don't have any more? Isn't there just in one more thing? Don't you have at least one more of those?
I have nothing else.
The cupboard is bare. Well, enjoy your peach coolies, and we hope to talk to you soon. Thanks again.
All right, jiggle around in your chair a little more. It's more entertaining. See you later.
All right, that's Uncle Dean. We'll be right back after this.